Regaining the Joy of the Lord. That's our series for Praying Pals, and we are on part two of this devotional series. Why? Why is that question that enters the minds of so many and exits the lips of those who suffer here on earth? I confess that I have asked that question throughout my times of physical pain, which has been daily and has lasted for almost 8 years. Yet I have discovered that Jesus never abandons me on the journey. And it's amazing how Scripture comes to life when your life is full of pain. At medical facilities, I've been blessed with awesome, God-given opportunities to share with fellow patients and specialists about my beloved Lord Jesus. Sometimes, you know, the worst moments in our history present the best opportunities to give God glory. There's a great contrast when it's a very dark situation, then people can have greater light perception, so to speak. The light of Jesus is so brilliant, so bright, that it really is seen in the darkest nights of our lives. But the key is to rely on Christ and not ourselves. I can't do it without Him. That is an understatement. But I really can't emphasize enough for all of us to remember, we must rely on Christ. He feels our pain with us and promises gain through doing things in and for our Lord. Let us remember Romans 8, verse 18, which proclaims the truth that God is with us as we suffer and promises the finest rewards hereafter. Quote, "But what of that? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, this present life, are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us and for us and conferred on us." Again, that was Romans 8, verse 18. So, let's consider for a moment the why question. Let's flip it around and say, why did Jesus suffer so much? That question is one that answers our, quote, why question, unquote, of suffering. He has made a way for us to be saved from the permanent effects of sin and death in this world. We cannot ignore His suffering, even as we suffer, because that is love. The cross spells love. Do you know Jesus as Savior and Lord? He makes all the difference. And although I was born with something I cannot change, He changes me so that I can reflect Christ in a situation of physical pain. So let me tell you the truth. Jesus is for real. He is there. He loves you. He wants you. You are precious, so precious to Him. Please take some time to just ask Him into your heart, into your life, and experience what it is like to cast your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Learn more about how to know Him one-on-one and be able to conquer sin and death through Christ by visiting the Know God page. It explains how to know God, and that is on prayingpals.org. But essentially, today, I want you to remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, all we need to do is accept and stop rejecting Christ. Accept Him as your personal Savior and Lord. Accept what He did for you on the cross. He bore your pain, your sin, and He offers you Himself. God loves you no matter what. If life gets hard, don't blame God. Instead, thank God for Jesus and how he conquered the everlasting effects for you of these challenges on earth. And remember that he loves you, that he offers to be with you always, and that his love for you it never changes. Take God's word for it. Nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your Son, for sending us your only begotten Son. And we thank you for the opportunity to believe on him. We welcome you, Lord Jesus, into our hearts today afresh. And some of us are praying for the first time. Lord Jesus, please rule my life. I rely on you and what you did on the cross for me. I accept you. I welcome you in my heart. And I repent. I am sorry for my sins. I confess you as Savior and Lord, and I ask you to rule my life. And Lord, for those in physical pain right now, I pray that you would help us all as we endure different challenges physically, to please grant us grace that we may be your tools in situations that other people do not enter. For instance, wherever we go to get treatment medically, please help us to be your vessels of love and hope and share the gospel with those that care for us and are with us. Thank you, Lord. We love you and bless your name. You are so good. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Consider asking someone to simply pray with you and pray for that other person. And particularly reach out to someone who's worse off than you are in some area of life and pray with them, pray for them, send them a card. And remember, you're always welcome to send your prayer requests, in addition to church, of course, to prayingpals.org. Remember, Jesus loves you. When we have his love, we don't have to worry, and we have his love. So have a worry-free week with the Lord.